All right, I'm back outside, just left the hospital, and walking back to my vehicle, and wow, what a sobering experience. Maybe it's why I don't like going to hospitals, because on the one hand, you know, people are being saved, fixed, healed, whatnot. On the other hand, it's just so depressing. My buddy Ed's in there from an apparent stroke. And the normal things that come with that. He's cognizant. He obviously looks tired. So, I mean, gee whiz. Yeah. That's to be expected. I'm not saying any of that to suggest that, you know, I'm surprised, but he sounds relatively strong and healthy in mind. My natural inclination, and he's someone we can banter about and make jokes with on a normal situation. So when I'm nervous, I tend to make jokes, and he seemed to get all the jokes and was relatively okay with them. Try not to be off color in that situation, but just hoping that he has a good prognosis and he's not here for too long. He probably can't afford to be in here for too long. Hopefully he's got decent health care for the newspaper, and it'll be interesting to see if he decides to go back to the paper or not. I said this would be about me before I walked in, because, you know, I'm the one doing a health and fitness audio boo diary, but it turned out that when you walk out of a situation like that, visiting a friend in ICU, intensive care unit, it's, you reflect on your own life a little bit, but it does not seem right to sit and talk about yourself and your issues when someone's lost one side of his body, the ability to use it, and will have some level of recovering from this physically and financially and potentially emotionally. Ed's a strong person. I hope that he comes out of this at best possible scenario, and keeping his wife in my thoughts.